The Road to Dune. You have arrived on the planet Arrakis. You will embark on a walking tour of epic proportions. Rarely does a visitor on the road to Dune make his or her way without an Imperium guide. Here is a sampling from such a guide. Your walking tour of Arrakis must include this approach across the dunes to the Grand Palace at Arrakeen. From a distance, the dimensions of this construction are deceptive, especially when hazed by wind-blown dust. The largest man-made structure ever built, the Grand Palace could cover more than 10 of the Imperium's most populous cities under one roof. A fact that becomes more apparent when you learn Atreides, attendants, and their families, housed spaciously in the palace annex, number some 35 million souls. When you walk into the grand reception hall of the palace at Arrakeen, be prepared to feel dwarfed before an immensity never before conceived. A statue of St. Alia Atreides, shown as the Soother of Pains, stands 22 meters tall, but is one of the smallest adornments in the hall. 200 such statues could be stacked, one atop the other, against the entrance pillars, and still fall short of the doorway's capital arch, which itself is almost 1,000 meters below the first beams, upholding the lower roof. If you are numbered among the heartfelt pilgrims, you will cross the last 1,000 meters of this approach to the Temple of Alia on your knees. Those 1,000 meters fall well within the sweeping curves, leading your eyes up to the transcendent symbols dedicating this temple to St. Alia of the Knife. The famed Sunsweep Window, on the left face of the temple, incorporates every solar calendar known to human history in the one translucent display whose brilliant colors, driven by the Sun of Dune, thread through the interior on prismatic pathways. On each pilgrimage, 100 are chosen by lot to make the 3-day climb up secret passages of the Grand Palace, and, halfway up, may look down from this vantage on Muad'Dib's personal ornithopter. It sits on his private landing platform against an inner wall of the palace. A narrow strip of windows in Atreides' family quarters glisten on the high wall. An attendant has just made the regular inspection of the thopter, returning to the palace with a traditional Freeman cry heard clearly from the observation stop. His water is secure. Now, this Ixion heating device, set like a giant pearl in an ornate stand, greets you in a smaller passage of the Grand Palace. The ring-bound queue of the attendant servicing the device marks him as a city freeman. On your walking tour of Arrakis, you will see many such Ixion artifacts, some set with rare gems, all worked in precious metals by dedicated artisans, some of whom devote years to the completion of a single decorative line. Attention to detail can be seen on this space heater. It incorporates 20 precious metals in each lapped scale. Rarely, in a private passage of the Grand Palace, the walking pilgrim will encounter the Reverend Mother Gaius Helen Mohiam. The famed Bene Gesserit graciously paused here, to be recorded in the light of a glow-globe. Note her wedding bands. They signify her eternal bond to the sisterhood. The glow globe is of an ancient design, and may have come from Caladan in the original Atreides migration. The cracked bascule rim on the lower left side of the globe could indicate rough treatment in the Harkonnen attack. Many artifacts from those troubled times survived and were restored on orders of Muad'Dib himself. The authentic visage of the Princess Irulan, Muad'Dib's virgin consort, pictured here, should be committed to memory before your walking tour of Arrakis. The pilgrims should beware of false images. You will be beset by tradesmen hawking such mementos. Irulan authorized only this portrait for official sale to pilgrims. The face of Duncan Idaho, Gola warrior, teacher, friend and advisor of Muad'Dib, stares out at you from this official portrait. It is sold to pilgrims on the walking tour of Arrakis only in palace shops. All proceeds go to support retired freemen and provide for the education of freeman orphans.